And you're listening to the Texas Standard. Texas is becoming increasingly urban, but lots of folks still live in the vast swaths of rural Texas, and so do their animals. The state's facing a big shortage of veterinarians who want to live away from the big cities. The solution seems simple to Texas Tech University. Just open up a new vet school in the Panhandle to get more people trained. But right now, Texas A&M has the vet school market cornered, at least for now, and it's not ready to welcome a new kid on the block. Matthew Choi is a reporting fellow for Texas Tribune. He's been following this rivalry of sorts. Matthew, welcome to Texas Standard.
Thanks so much for having me.
So tell us a little bit about how this works. I thought Texas A&M's out in College Station. Texas Tech is talking about putting something sort of closer to rural Texans, right?
A&M actually does operate some of its vet school activities over in the Panhandle. They have a campus over at West Texas A&M in Canyon, which is only a couple miles away from Amarillo, and they actually do send some of their rotating students up there. But what Texas Tech really wants to do is have their actual main campus up in the Panhandle, saying that it really isn't possible for just one vet school to kind of accommodate for the whole market for veterinarians, especially in rural Texas.
So Texas Tech wants to open a vet school in Amarillo. I mean, is there an actual struggle between these two schools?
In terms of the city council in Amarillo, they are very much looking forward to opening up the new vet school there. They're really excited to just have any more increased economic or academic activity up there. But I actually spoke to some veterinarians, and a lot of them said that they really don't want the new vet school open because they feel that increasing the number of vets in general might actually saturate the market for urban vets without actually bringing people to work in rural areas. So what they want to do actually is more strategic targeting toward recruiting rural vets as opposed to, you know, just increasing the number of vets in general.
I wonder how many of them are A&M grads.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like almost all of them are A&M grads because most vets in rural areas generally tend to be a bit older, and, you know, people and like vets of their generation almost entirely came from in-state, and, you know, the only in-state college for veterinary education really is A&M. But it's also important to recognize that a lot of them are also undergrads from Tech. But I guess, you know, the grad school loyalty still plays a role in there, maybe somewhat in there.
At one point, I should say, college class size was a real issue for Texas A&M. They were having to turn away a whole lot of applicants because they just didn't have the facilities.
Well, they actually recently opened new facilities over in College Station for their vet school, saying that they can increase their class size by a magnitude of a couple of hundred, actually. So that may not be as much of a problem. However, Tech argues that increasing class size at all will seriously jeopardize the quality of education because there's not enough, I guess, attention that they can give to each student. But everybody at A&M seems to really dispute the idea, saying that they can definitely accommodate the increased class sizes.
But it seems like the legislature is kind of siding with Texas Tech here. Didn't they just approve grant money of like $4 million plus dollars?
Yeah, I would hesitate to say that that's siding with Tech. The grant of $4 million is really more just to kind of explore the options. So with that money, Tech has been, you know, they've launched a study, they've been recruiting consultants, and they've been really just kind of exploring this idea and just kind of launching it to start off with. But as far as I know, there hasn't been really any like commitments to fund the actual operating costs or even the construction of the vet school. The construction of the vet school has been entirely raised independently by Tech itself.
When would be the earliest start date for a Texas Tech vet school if one were to happen? I mean, if work were to really get underway in earnest right now?
Well, they're looking at trying to welcome their first class starting in the fall of 2021. Mm-hmm. So they're really kind of underway. They're really going for it. And, you know, honestly, I don't really see much reason why it wouldn't start then.
What do you think is going to happen next? Is A&M going to try to claw back somehow, or are they going to just sit on the sidelines watching this happen?
Well, that's a big question. I guess we're just going to have to wait and see for that.
Matthew Choi, reporting fellow for the Texas Tribune. We'll have a link to his latest, texasstandard.org. Matthew, thanks again.
All right, thank you.